Part 2. Section 2. You will hear another 5 recordings. For each recording, decide what each speaker is doing. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. You will hear the 5 recordings twice. 1.
So, based on our research and analysis, our proposal is to update the packaging. Currently, it does not reflect the quality of your product, and it needs to be updated for today's marketplace. We suggest a high-class, sophisticated packaging in line with the rest of your merchandise, such as this example here.
2.
Please remember that we are not allowed to accept any more orders from the clients on this list until they have settled their outstanding payments. I know I've already sent a memo through to you all about this, but I just wanted to repeat it again. The management is going to get even tougher in the future, so we're going to consider introducing more stringent credit checks too.
3. It's so frustrating. We can't work out where we're going wrong. We had a meeting of all the sales managers last week and looked at all their proposals. We've also spoken to our long-standing clients, but just can't seem to find a solution. I know you've had a lot of experience in similar situations. What do you suggest we do? 4.
We'll cancel the meeting for tomorrow then, since we need to wait for the complete figures from the sales team and the recommendations from our market analysts. There's been a slight delay, but it should all be ready by next Wednesday. So I think if we set things up for Friday morning, that'll give us enough time to go through everything beforehand. Is that okay with everyone?
5.
It is difficult to know what to do when a customer complains in this kind of situation. The saying goes, the customer is always right. And although in this case he was obviously wrong, I think you should have handled the situation differently. If I were you, I'd try to be a little more polite, and you should stay calm at all times. In this way, you ought to be able to find a solution much more quickly.
1.
So, based on our research and analysis, our proposal is to update the packaging. Currently, it does not reflect the quality of your product, and it needs to be updated for today's marketplace. We suggest a high-class, sophisticated packaging in line with the rest of your merchandise, such as this example here.
2.
Please remember that we are not allowed to accept any more orders from the clients on this list until they have settled their outstanding payments. I know I've already sent a memo through to you all about this, but I just wanted to repeat it again. The management is going to get even tougher in the future, so we're going to consider introducing more stringent credit checks too.
3. It's so frustrating. We can't work out where we're going wrong. We had a meeting of all the sales managers last week and looked at all their proposals. We've also spoken to our long-standing clients, but just can't seem to find a solution. I know you've had a lot of experience in similar situations. What do you suggest we do? 4.
We'll cancel the meeting for tomorrow then, since we need to wait for the complete figures from the sales team and the recommendations from our market analysts. There's been a slight delay, but it should all be ready by next Wednesday. So I think if we set things up for Friday morning, that'll give us enough time to go through everything beforehand. Is that okay with everyone?
5.
It is difficult to know what to do when a customer complains in this kind of situation. The saying goes, the customer is always right. And although in this case he was obviously wrong, I think you should have handled the situation differently. If I were you, I'd try to be a little more polite, and you should stay calm at all times. In this way, you ought to be able to find a solution much more quickly.